This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. While voters chose to re-elect Governor Chris Sununu yesterday, they also voted to put both chambers of the legislature and the executive council in the control of Democrats, reversing the current balance of power. These changes will test the governor, which he acknowledged during his victory speech last night.
Look, the next 2 years are going to be a little bit different, but that's okay. That's New Hampshire, right? Anybody who has ideas is invited to the table. Anybody who thinks that they can move the ball forward, get results for the people in New Hampshire, come on into the office.
Joining me now to discuss the implication of the shakeup in Concord is NHPR's Josh Rogers. Hey, Josh.
Hey, Peter.
So the governor is going from dealing with the GOP-run state house to one led by Democrats. What does this mean?
Well, every governor plays a mixture of offense and defense, pushing policy goals they favor and trying to stall or kill policy ideas they don't. The flipping of the state house almost certainly puts Chris Sununu on his back foot a bit. Goals he's had, like creating a voucher-style plan for schools and enacting right-to-work legislation, are now absolute non-starters. And, you know, further efforts to cut business taxes and regulations are also unlikely to gain traction with Democrats running the legislature. And really anything to do with taxes is now going to get a lot more fraught.
Okay, so getting what he wants is going to be harder. But might Sununu tailor his notions of what he's willing to accept, given that Democrats will control the legislative branch?
Well, you know, we heard the governor's claim that he'll be open to ideas from all points on the compass. And it's true that during his first term, he did work with Democrats on some significant bills like full-day kindergarten. But what Democrats ran on and hoped to pass, and, you know, these issues include paid family leave and increasing the minimum wage and expanding job training programs, to say nothing of more purely partisan goals like gun control or election law changes, these, or at least most of them, probably won't fly with the governor. To take one issue, here's what the governor said on NHPR this morning when he was asked about the possibility of raising the minimum wage beyond the federal rate.
Why? Let me ask you this. We have some of the highest per capita income in the country, right? We have the lowest poverty rate in the country. So, talking about untethering and raising minimum wage, it's a nice political talking point, but all you're really doing is putting constraints on businesses that create a compression within their, how much money they can pay for labor, and you can get disastrous results.
All right, so raising the minimum wage seems very much off the table.
I'd say so, and I'd say the governor was equally adamant when asked about commuter rail and other policy that Democrats would plausibly pursue.
So do you expect the next 2 years to consist of the governor playing more of a backstop role, blocking stuff he doesn't like?
Well, that's what governors often do when they aren't in the majority. We saw that when Governor John Lynch, a Democrat, ended up with a heavily GOP legislature after the 2010 elections. We also saw a bit of that after 2014 when Maggie Hassan had a Republican legislature to contend with.
The first matter of consequence Governor Sununu will be proposing is the state's next 2 year budget. Should we expect him to get much out of that?
We'll see. The reality is that governors don't tend to get too much out of what they propose in any budget. That's regardless of whether they share the party affiliation of the legislative majority. The governor has said he plans to use his budget to plow a bit more money into UNH and the community colleges to boost New Hampshire's healthcare workforce. He's also talked about giving raises to home health aides and nurses, and those goals are in line with things that Democrats have talked about. So, we'll see how that shakes out.
Okay, and one more thing. What about having the Democrats controlling the executive council? What will that mean?
Well, it surely will mean it'll be harder for the governor to make certain kinds of appointments. Recall his selection of Frank Edelblue to lead the Department of Education. There's no way a Democratic council would have endorsed that nomination. And, on judicial picks, and the governor will pick at least one Supreme Court justice this term, those are going to get closer looks as well. But, I have to say, I can recall only one or two judicial nominations from any governor getting turned down over the past 15 or so years. But, state agencies will probably have to stay on their toes a bit more because, the council table is going to become a place where Democratic counselors can exert power over Governor Sununu as well as the commissioners who serve him.
All right. NHPR's Josh Rogers. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Peter.